Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
You are about to enter the hidden world of the Overlooked. Welcome to Now That's Not a Very Interesting Podcast, the weekly exploration of life's most utterly mundane minutiae. So sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Welcome back to Now That's Not a Very Interesting Podcast, the podcast that dedicates undue attention to things that hang, drape, or slightly irritate us. I'm Craig Chapman, and today we are addressing a domestic design query that has plagued the frugal homeowner since the invention of the window. Do curtains actually block out cold air? We're not talking about aesthetics here. We are not discussing pleats or tiebacks. We are talking thermal performance. We are talking physics. And the disappointing truth about the flimsy fabric barriers we trust to keep our heating bills manageable. Settle in, because the answer, like most answers in life, is more complicated and less effective than you'd hope. A window is a terrible thing. From a home efficiency standpoint, it is a giant glass-filled hole in your wall. Even the best double glazing is a compromise. Windows are thermal weak spots, allowing heat to rapidly escape. So when the evening chill arrives, we pull the curtains, hoping to block the cold. Cold air infiltration, air leaking in through gaps in the frame, is easily blocked by a heavy curtain. The fabric simply acts as a physical plug. That's the good news. The bad news is that most of the cold you feel near a window is not cold air leaking in, it's the draft created by the heat escaping. This is crucial. Your warm room air hits the cold glass, cools rapidly, and drops to the floor. This falling column of cold air creates a perceived draft, even if your window is perfectly sealed. This phenomenon has a name: window waterfall. Picture the cold air from the glass flowing down like an invisible icy sheet. This is convection in action. This falling cold air draws the warmer air from the ceiling down to replace it, cycling all your expensively heated air past the cold glass. It's a beautifully efficient process for heat loss. A curtain's primary job, therefore, is not to block air. It is to trap the cold air waterfall between the curtain and the window. If the curtain is properly closed and fitted tightly against the wall on all sides, like a well-sealed sarcophagus, it creates a still air pocket. This trapped layer acts as a small secondary insulating barrier. This is the goal. The key failure point? Most curtains are hung decoratively, leaving wide gaping chasms at the top, sides, and bottom. The cold air waterfall simply pours out from the bottom, or worse, circulates into the room, through the top gap, dragging your warm room air along with it. Your heating bill remains unimpressed. So this is where we take a quick break right here. Go stretch your legs, grab a drink, be it tea or wine. I don't judge. I'll be back in a minute to talk about our values and the tyranny of the decorative valance.
If you're looking for a drama,
podcast is where we
Welcome back. Now, we were just discussing the frustrating physics of the unsealed curtain. Now, let's talk about the R value, which is a measure of thermal resistance. The higher the R value, the better the insulation. Shear curtains have an R value of approximately 0.1, practically zero. Heavy lined or thermal curtains can reach 2.0 to 4.0 and are the only ones worth the bother. Manufacturers often use the term blackout interchangeably with thermal, but this is a marketing crime. Blackout refers only to light blockage. The real insulating power comes from the thickness, density, and critically, the creation of that still air pocket. If you want your curtains to actually do something, you must focus on sealing the air pocket. This means installing a valance or pelmet at the very top to prevent warm air from sneaking over and down the glass. Simple additions like Velcro along the side and bottom edges can anchor the curtain to the wall and windowsill. Without sealing the air pockets, your curtains are simply decorative wind chimes for the cold air. A properly installed heavy thermal curtain can reduce heat loss through a single pane window by up to 25%. An improperly installed shear curtain reduces it by far less than the psychological boost you get from looking at a nice colour. So, do curtains block out cold air? Yes, they can block out cold air leaking from gaps, but their main function is to manage the movement of heat out from your room. By creating a trapped air barrier that disrupts the cold air waterfall. If you feel a draft when your curtains are closed, it is a sign of either installation failure, or extreme conduction. Thank you so much for listening to Now That's Not a Very Interesting Podcast. And if your curtains are currently flapping gently in the breeze, perhaps consider an investment in some Velcro. And remember, the thicker the drape, the safer the escape. See you next time, or don't. Either's fine.
This has been Now That's Not a Very Interesting Podcast. If you have a suggestion for an even more uninteresting subject, or just want to say hello, you can reach us at nowthat'snotaveryinterestingpodcast@mail.com. Please also subscribe, leave a quick rating, and share it with a friend. We will return next week with another fascinatingly uninteresting subject.